The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.H. Isaki. Bishop E.H. Isaki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.H. Isaki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
So glad I I said hallelujah. Are you excited to be here? Well, I'm very happy to see you again. I feel excited to see days like this because God will bless you with many celebrations. Your amen is very feeble. Do you believe it? Next year will be a year of supernatural visitations in your life. God will do supernatural things in your life. Let those who believe lift their hands and shout amen. Because the truth of the matter is, if you take the Bible has a lot of teachings. Teachings that Jesus gave us. Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, and doctrines, and very, very wonderful stories, and the history of the people of Israel. But what made the Bible unique is the supernatural inclusion in the Bible. Somebody shout amen. When the supernatural is out of the Bible is an ordinary textbook. Can I talk to somebody here? Are you hearing me today? If you take the miracles, God's creation, you take God parting the Red Sea, you take God healing the sick and all the miracles out of the Bible, it becomes an ordinary book. So I'm saying to everybody here today that next year, expect supernatural inclusion in your life. Somebody shout amen again. God will bless you. God will help you. God will intervene in your life. God will bring the miraculous into your life. Do you believe what I'm saying? God is a gracious God. He's a miracle working God. Any miracle you haven't seen in 2017, you will see it in 2018. Your amen is very feeble. Do you believe it? I'm expecting testimony upon testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a short message, but God is going to help us. Do you believe it? Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and ask him or her, do you believe in miracles? Do you believe in the God of miracles? John, do you believe in the God of miracles? He will do miracles in your life. The God who parted the Red Sea will part every sea in front of you. The God who made water come of the rock will give you water in the desert. The God who made bread fall from heaven will put bread on your table. Shout yes, somebody. God is going to help you. I said God is going to help you. Hallelujah. God is going to stand by you. You will not fail in 2018. It is your year of favor. The beauty of God will come upon you. The grace of God will overshadow you. The healing power of God will be your portion. Miracles upon miracles. Let us who believe shout your loudest amen. God will open to you the treasures of heaven. Heaven has treasure. May God open the treasures of heaven. May he give you rain in this season. Do you believe what I'm saying? Now let's read a passage of scripture and then we will be closing. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you about finishing the year on a high note. Amen. The year is getting to a close. In just a few days, we will be entering into 2018. The devil is angry that somebody is making it in 2018. He wanted to kill you in January, but he didn't die. He wanted to kill you in March, he didn't die. Bless God, you are sitting here. You will see 2018. You enter 2018. You enjoy the blessing of God. Say yes. I'm preaching. Are you still here? God is on your side. I said, God is on your side. Do you believe it? Turn your Bible to Psalm 34. Just one passage of scripture and then we will be closing. Finishing the year on a high note. How do you finish the year? How is the year ending for you? What were you expecting in 2017? As the year is coming to a close, somebody is sitting here wondering, was it a good year? Somebody is wondering, has it been a year I can be happy about? Somebody's wondering, I was expecting something, this and that, and maybe a better job. You're expecting, maybe you're married, expecting something to happen, but somehow it does not happen the way you expected. So, with what spirit are you ending the year? Are you ending the year discouraged, with your head bowed? Are you ending the year feeling that things didn't work in your favor? How are you ending the year? Look at what David says here. I will bless the Lord at all times. The way to end the year on a high note is to end with blessing the Lord. Amen. Somebody shout amen. Amen. You may feel justified to complain and grumble. You may feel justified to bow your head and sit with your hands between your thighs and tell yourself that it's not been so good. But that's not the way you're ending the year. You're going to end the year with blessing the Lord, with praising the Lord, with thanksgiving. It's not as bad as it could have been worse than it is. Do you understand what I'm saying? It could have been worse than it is now. It is not so bad. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Are you still here? It could have been worse. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know anybody who has died this year? I'm talking to somebody here. Do you know somebody whose life didn't go the way they expected this year? You are sitting in church. You have your life. You have energy. You have strength. You have your voice. You have the strength of God. It could have been worse, but look what the Lord has done. Bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. Somebody shout amen. Amen. End the year on a high note. I say end the year on a high note. You may not have money in your pocket, but you still have your voice. You can bless the Lord. Say, I will bless the Lord. I did not hear you. Do you think it's a good thing to do? Is it a good way to end the year? I know you are broke, but you can bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all. Do you know when David wrote this psalm? My pastor, David wrote this psalm when he was being pursued by King Saul. He had even gone to the king, to Abimelech, the high priest's home, and he had been given bread to eat. And he was behaving like a madman because they wanted to arrest him. And David was walking with saliva on his face. And he was running away. It was a very difficult time for him. But David said, instead of complaining and grumbling, I will bless the Lord at all times. What a word. What a word. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? He didn't say, I will bless the Lord only on my birthday. I will bless the Lord only when I got a good job. I'll bless the Lord only when I get some money on my mobile wallet. He said, all times. May you bless the Lord at all times. Shout hallelujah. Are you still here? When your landlord is after you, you should say, I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm preaching to you. Tell your neighbor, the man is talking to you right where you are. Hold the ear and pull the ear and say, hear the word. Hear the word. I will bless the Lord. I refuse to pastor anybody who is full of complaints. I refuse to be your pastor if you are full of grumbling and fault finding. I refuse to pastor you if you're always looking down and telling yourself that things are so bad. I want to pastor grateful people. I want to pastor people who know how to appreciate God. And the people who know how to bless the Lord at all times. I'm preaching. Can I preach to you? 5 more minutes. Can I talk to somebody here? He said, his praise shall continually, not only in January, but December. His praise shall continually be in my... Somebody lift your voice and praise him. Say, Lord, I thank you. I praise you continually, 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 in the good day, in the rainy day, in the sunny day, continually. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. We are ending the year on a high note. As you are dancing, Nobody knows there's no money in your pocket, but God will put money in your pocket. As you are shouting, nobody don't have a job, but God is going to give you a better job in the year ahead. Let us still believe, shout amen. Amen. What a word. I said, what a word. It says, verse 2, my soul shall make her boasts in the Lord. We are going to boast in the Lord. Some people boast about the wrong thing. Some people boast about, Bible says that some boast about the chariots and they talk about the horses. But we make our boast in the Lord. Shout amen. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to boast about the Lord. Hallelujah. You are going to boast about the way God put food on your table. You can boast about the way God looked after you. God preserved your life. You didn't die. You went to hospital, but you came out alive. God has been good to you. May you make your boast in the Lord. Are you there? Is there anything the Lord has done that you can boast about? Can you boast about something? Can we take 30 seconds and talk to your neighbor and tell your neighbor something that God had done for you in 2017? Share your testimony with somebody. So if you're quiet, you are not making a boast. If you're quiet, you are not making a boast. Nioku, say something. Something that God had done for you. Share your testimony with somebody. Talk to your neighbor. Make your boast. Make your boast. Make your boast. Yakatoshita. Make your boast. Sister, make your boast. Are you boasting about the Lord? Are you boasting about the Lord? My Jesus. My Jesus. Give the Lord a shout. Give him a shout of praise. A shout of praise. Yeah. Over me, I will make my boast. I will make my boast. I will make my boast. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I will boast. I will boast of the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? If the Lord had not been on your side, where would you have been? If the Lord had not stood by you, where would you have been? But look at it. 24th of December, you are sitting in church. You are standing in church with your energies, with your strength. Come on, lift your voice and boast in the Lord. Boast in the Lord. God is a good God. He's a loving God. He's a wonderful God. Yeah. I will boast. Yeah, 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 yeah. Still in church, people look and say, these guys are full, they are youthful, full of youthful exuberance. You don't know where we were when God picked us. If God had not been by our side, if God had not stood by us, if God had not helped us, we would be dead by now. But look at us standing here, look at us sitting here, look at, we have every reason to dance, to shout, to praise him. May you make your boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me finish now. Can I finish? My soul shall make a boast. 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 Your pocket may not make a boast, but your soul can make a boast. I'm saying something. Circumstances, people don't think that you are four people. By this time of the year, you will be standing and dancing. People didn't think. You are four people. By this time, you will have every reason to shout. But bless the Lord, oh my soul. My Jesus. My Jesus. The humble shall hear thereof. The humble. You see, when you boast, the humble shall hear. and they will rejoice. They will be glad. Tell your neighbor, are you glad I'm boasting about the Lord? Ask him, do you think I'm making too much noise? Ask him, am I making too much fuss about God? Am I talking too much? Am I being too something? When I shout, does it make you nervous? When I shout, does it annoy you? I will make my boast. The humble shall be glad. Yay! Listen. When the Bible says that the humble shall hear and be glad, what it means is that in the world, some people are very proud. They feel that it's their own energy, their own strength, because they have been taking iron tablets. They have been going to the gym because they drive a nice car and a good car. That is why they are safe. That is the proud. But the humble knows every good and perfect gift comes from above. Sorry, yes, somebody. Are you still there? Several years ago, I was in London and I was speaking. I was going out and then I said, oh, let's pray. Father, as you go out, may you provide transport and bring us safely. There was a white man who was sitting in the chair with me in the apartment, and he said, why do you pray for transport? Because the bus comes at 9:55. You don't have to pray. The bus will arrive. I said, where I come from, I need to pray. Because you don't know whether to come or not. You don't know whether to be safe or not. Because I will make my boast. And the humble, I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. He said, when you are sick, you have a GP, a medic, a doctor that must look after you. Go and report and looks after you. So you don't have to pray about your health. Don't have to pray about you because everything is arranged. It's up to you. But the humble, when they hear you praising God, they will be glad that you know that every source of blessing is from God. The car you drive is from God. The house you live in is from God. The wife you have is from God. The energy you have, the shoes you are wearing, I know you bought the shoe at Makola, but God provided the money for you. Shout it, yes, somebody. I'm preaching. Are you still here? The humble. Is there any humble person here? Who doesn't think I'm making too much of a fuss? Don't think I'm making too much noise? Don't think I'm preaching too long? Don't think I'm making too much noise? The humble shall hear and be glad. I'm preaching. Tell your neighbor, I'm glad about you. I know you serve a living God. Let me finish reading to you. And then we go. My God. Verse 3. Look at verse 3. Oh. 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 Look at it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. We are ending the year on a high note. Magnifying the Lord. Cousin, we are magnifying the Lord. We are blessing the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Now listen, you are talking to your neighbor now. Hold your neighbor's ear. Tell my neighbor, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Can I give somebody a piece of advice? Should I give a piece of advice? When you come to church, sit by somebody you can magnify God with. Don't sit by a stiff person, a dry person, a boring person. Ask your neighbor, am I sitting by the right guy? Am I sitting by the right person? Then, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Magnify the Lord with me. Magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he says, and let us exalt his name together.
Can you talk to your neighbor one more time? Say, my neighbor, let us exalt his name together. I'm preaching. I'm preaching. Are you still in church? Emmanuel, are you in the church? Another person standing by you. Let us exalt his name together. Let us clap for the Lord. Let us clap for him. Clap for him. Exalt his name. Lift his name higher. Lift his name higher. Lift his name. Lift his name. Are you there? Are you here? Let us exalt his name together. My Jesus. My Jesus. May you never marry somebody who doesn't know how to exalt the name of the Lord. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. May you not have a friend who doesn't know how to exalt the name of the Lord. My Jesus. Mahakatoshiki Bahataya. Hallelujah. Let us, I said, we are ending the year on a high note. We are not ending the year complaining. We are not ending the year grumbling. We are not ending the year with our heads bowed down. But together, we will exalt his name. May you exalt the name of God in your life, in your finances, in your business, in your marriage. May God be exalted. Shout amen. Let me finish reading now. Three more verses and we close. Say, preach, Bishop, preach. Oh, I'm surprised I'm preaching so well. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Listen to what he said. I sought the Lord and he heard me. God has heard you. If God had not heard you, you would not be here today. He heard your cry. He heard your prayer. He answered your prayer. He turned your situation around. Are you still here? I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Somebody here, a lady told me, Bishop, I had a dream that I was in a coffin, but you are sitting here today. God delivered you from all your fears. All your fears. The devil's agenda will never come to pass. His plan will never come to pass. You will live and not die. You will live and not die. You will live and not die. May God deliver you from all your fears. Shout hallelujah. You feared you will not make it. You didn't think it. Some of you have not even had a job. But somehow you have eaten every day. God deliver you from all your fears. Somebody here, your child was so sick. You thought that upon your child would die. But your child didn't die. God delivered you from all. I'm preaching. Are you there? Verse 5. They looked unto him and were enlightened. And their faces were not ashamed. You will never suffer shame. Your end will not be a shameful end. It will not be a disgraceful end. I see a bright day ahead of you. I see a good day ahead of you. I see the blessing of God ahead of you. God will never allow you to suffer shame. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? I like verse 6. This poor man cried. Is there anybody who can relate to this? Have you been poor somewhere before? The word poor also means desperate. Desperate. Have you suffered some desperation along the way? Desperation. You look and there's no money in your wallet. You look and there's no food in the house. You look and you wonder, what has happened to me? You have been desperate. But somehow, this poor man cried. And the Bible says that, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Clap your hands for the Lord. Clap your hands louder. Add a shout to your clap. Add a shout to your clap. This poor man, he cried. This poor man, he cried. This poor girl, she cried. This poor boy, she cried. And the Lord heard him What a word. Are you still in church? My God. We are ending the year on a high. As you know, 31st night, everybody should come to church with their own instrument of praise. If it is gongo, if it is empty meeting, anything, come to church. Because we are going to end the year on a... What a word. Verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him and deliver them. I tell you something. Dr. Mensah, you have no idea how angels have fought on your behalf. Sometimes we think that it's just a matter of course. You go to work and you come back. Am I talking to anybody here? You eat and you're okay. Everything is okay, but you don't know the angels that are on assignment in your life. God has deployed and employed angels to stand by you. When you sit in trotro, you're sitting in the trotro. Didn't you see accident on the... Don't you go to work at Tema every day? Don't you see accident on the motorway? Customer sorting. How come you go and come all the time? The angels of God encampers around you. Clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. I said amen. And we are ending with verse 8. Oh, taste and see. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Tell your neighbor, oh, taste and see. Oh, some of you have not tasted good meal before. You have not tasted nice meal before. You have not tasted katawodia so wachi before. You see, one day I was traveling and in the plane, I know somebody had gone to buy wachi from katawodia so and was going to America with a wachi. And so I said, why are you taking? He said, you have not tasted this one before. That is why you don't know why I'm transporting wache from Katawodiasu to America. What a shock. Are you there? You have not tasted the tilapia woman's tilapia, the one at the Blue Gate before. That is why, but I'm telling somebody here, if you taste and see that the Lord, may you taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Come and taste and see. He's a good God. He's a good God. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. We are where we are because we trusted in him. We say 2018, we shall trust in him. We shall trust our marriages to him. Our children to him. Our businesses to him. Our church to him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord. Tell your neighbor, maybe the reason why you are too quiet because you have not tasted of the Lord's goodness. The reason why you are sitting because you have not tasted the Lord's goodness. The reason why you are dull, you have not tasted. Oh, taste and see. 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 That the Lord, may God be good to you in the year ahead. Shout amen. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Stand to your feet. Lift your two hands to the Lord. Lift your two hands. Bless him this morning. Then lift your two hands to him. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Bless him tonight, this morning. Everybody lift your two hands. Bless him. Bless him. Jesus. Jesus. Then lift your two hands and bless him. Say something, say something. Say something to him. What's it?
Jesus.
squeeze that hand and together bless the name of the Lord. Together say thank you to Him. Open your mouth with thanksgiving. Tell God how you appreciate Him. Tell Him how we love you, how we are grateful to you. We have tasted many things, but when we tasted of you, we knew that you are living water. We knew you are the rose of Sharon. You are the bright and the morning star. Oh, you are the King of glory. Squeeze that hand together. Together let us exalt His name. Together let us exalt His name. Together pray with a person. Together let us bless Him. Let us bless Him. Join your hand to somebody. Bless Him today. Bless Him today. We are ending the year on a high note. We are ending the year on a high note. We are ending the year on a high note. Hayanda kabatushi bahata. We have every reason to say thank you. Every reason to say thank you. Karoni shabahatoshi. Rababakombrahatata. Jesus. Oh Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. Father, this afternoon, we join our hands together. We exalt your name. We magnify you, O God, for who you are and for what you mean to us. You have been good to us. You have not given us as a prey to the teeth of our enemies. You broke various snares. You destroyed various traps. And today we are standing here only because of your goodness. We are standing here only because of your mercies. We appreciate you. We love you. We thank you. This poor man cried. This poor man cried. Many people cried for school fees and you helped them. They cried for food and you helped them. They cried in their adversity and you helped them. This poor man cried. And you held them. Thank you, Father, for being a loving God, for being a caring God. This morning we join our hands together. We say we will not be complainers, we will not be grumblers, but we shall thank you. We will bless you. We are entering the year 2018 with thanksgiving, with praise, with joy in our hearts, with gratitude for who you are. And what you mean to us. We thank you. We honor you. We bless you. We give you all the glory. Take glory. Take glory. Take glory for what you have done in our lives. We honor you today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Now close your eyes with me as we end the service today. Maybe somebody invited you to come to church and you came because it's getting to Christmas. Or maybe you come from time to time but you have not had a personal encounter with Jesus. You are not born again. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. God is not going to cane you and hit you with a club. His arms are opened to welcome you. Even if your sin be as red as crimson, it shall become as wool. Today, before we share the grace, if you are here, you want to say, Bishop, I want to give my life to Jesus. I know I'm a sinner. I've made many mistakes, but today I want Jesus to come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. If you are here today, come taste and see that the Lord is good. If you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. Lift your hand up high.
I see your hand. Let it go higher than your head. Wonderful. I see so many hands. Let your hand go high. Today, in this congregation, you want to have a personal encounter. You want Jesus to come into your heart, to change your life, and to make you a brand new person. Lift your hand up high. Father, thank you for all these hands lifted. Let today be a new day in their lives. Be glorified in their lives. If you have lifted your hand up, I'd ask you to come from where you are to me right here. Just come. Come. Help them to come. Come quickly. Say this prayer together, and the whole church join us as we pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, this Sunday morning I give my heart to you. I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Wash away my sins. Receive me as your child. Please write my name in the book of life. My name is, now mention your name. Today I accept you as my Lord. Today I promise to follow you, to serve you, to walk with you, and to love you the rest of my life. Thank you for receiving me. From this moment I am born again. I am a child of God. I will serve Jesus the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for hearing me, in Jesus' name. Amen. He taught me how.